Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Columbia resident Max Lewis and Leslie Anderson with Services for Independent Living. They spoke about a significant change Missouri is making and how it supports people who need assistance to stay in their home. In the past, if you were on Medicaid, the state would pay for someone to help an elderly or disabled person with personal care, up to the cost of living in a nursing home. But starting July 1st, the state will only pay up to 60% of what it would cost to live in a nursing home. There are a very limited number of waivers for people that would allow them to keep their full care, but it's a tiny fraction of the estimated 8,800 Missourians who need those services. For the rest, it may mean getting fewer hours of assistance or ending up in a nursing home. Max is quadriplegic and currently receives this care.
And I get about 6 hours of attendant care a day, slightly over that. And those 6 hours are absolutely necessary for my functioning. I used to have to worry whether or not I was going to get up in the morning, whether or not I was going to make it to class when I was in school, whether or not I was going to make it to a doctor's appointment. I mean, if someone doesn't come, I stay flat on my back without food or water necessity to survive. And a lot of times I would have to yell for help. I would lay in bed and I'd go, "Help!" And that, in fact, happened the first day I moved into Paquin with a home health care agency. They never showed up. And at about 9 a.m., I started yelling for help really loud about every 10 seconds. And by 10 a.m., that was about every 5 minutes I yelled for help. And then by 11 a.m., I just listened for somebody out in the hall I thought I could hear. And finally, someone up on the next floor heard me, and it was a maintenance person. They came down and they found somebody in the building that was just kind enough to just throw some clothes on me and put me in my wheelchair. When it comes to the basic necessities of life, I'm completely dependent. And without that, I would cease to exist, period.
So how is all of this changing you as a person?
As an individual, fortunately, I believe I may get the independent waiver. If I wasn't going to get the independent waiver, how would that change me as an individual? I don't know. I think I'd be contemplating nursing home too. And even if, I don't know, my future would be largely undetermined come July the 1st. I, along with other individuals, hopefully are going to get more involved in the process and hopefully speak out about the concerns and the needs for individuals with disability. It's sort of that cry or die thing. Cry for help or die. That's what it comes down to. I'm laying in the bed again that first morning and nobody's come to get me up. So am I going to start yelling for help? Or am I just going to lay there and die?
That was Max Lewis and Leslie Anderson. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.